श्रोतावृन्द नमस्कार। नेपाल सरकार शिक्षा तथा खेलकुद मन्त्रालय शिक्षा तथा मानव स्रोत विकास केन्द्रबाट सञ्चालित रेडियो शैक्षिक कार्यक्रममा हार्दिक स्वागत गर्दछौँ।
Dear students, today we are discussing the grammar topic focusing on conditional sentences given in Unit 5 of Grade 10 Compulsory English Textbook. Students, be ready with essential learning materials and take notes while listening to the audio lesson. Are you ready, students?
Hello, students. How are you?
I'm good, sir. But Kavita is not feeling well.
Oh, what's wrong with Kavita?
There's nothing wrong with her health, but she is very sad.
Why? What happened to her?
Sir, Kavita's best friend, Seema, is going to leave the school because her parents are planning to move to the town.
Did Seema leave the school?
Not yet. But she has told me that they are leaving very soon. We have been together for 10 years and at this moment she is leaving her study. I am feeling very bad for her.
Oh, that's very sad. We should talk to Seema once.
I was also telling Kavita the same.
Kavita, if we were in the condition, what would you do?
I would obviously try to convince my parents, sir.
Yes, I would tell my parents to let me complete my SEE exam, then we can shift anywhere.
That's a good idea. You can ask Seema to talk to her parents and tell everything. They will definitely understand.
Yes, sir. Seema and I live nearby. I will also help Seema to convince her parents.
That's so nice of you. If you need any help, you can call me anytime.
Thank you so much, sir.
Okay, now let me remind you about today's lesson.
Yes, sir.
Today, we are going to learn conditional sentences. You have learned conditionals in grade 9 as well, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
Good. Can you give some examples of conditionals?
I will try. If you study hard, you will pass the exam.
If I were a bird, I would fly in the sky.
If I had enough money, I would buy a motorbike.
If he invites me, I will go to his birthday party.
Excellent, dear students. You have given correct examples. You know that conditionals describe the result of a certain condition. The if clause tells you the condition and the main clause tells you the result. Here, if clause, if you study hard is the condition and main clause, you will pass the exam is the result.
Sir, there are different types of conditional sentences.
Yes, conditional sentences are divided into three types. Now I will tell you some examples of first conditionals. If it rains today, I won't go out. If you play well, you will win the game. Unless you work hard, you can't get success in life. Can you tell when we use such sentences?
I know, sir. We use the first conditional when we talk about the future situations which are real or possible.
Exactly. Very good, Kavita. Now, can you tell the structure of these sentences?
The structure is if plus subject plus present simple in if clause, and the main clause is subject plus will, can, may, plus base form of the verb.
Yes, and it is also common to use the structure with unless, as long as, when, as soon as, or in case, instead of if. For example, I will return your money as soon as I get my salary. Kavita, can you give one more example?
I will try. As long as you talk to me, I can't concentrate on my study.
Very good, Kavita. Now let's talk about second conditional. Can you give some examples?
I will try. If you studied hard, you would pass the exam.
Sir, may I?
Yes, sure.
If I won the prize, I would give it to my mother.
I will add one more. If we had a garden in the school, we could plant trees.
Very good, both of you. The second conditional is used to imagine present or future situations that are probably not going to be true or impossible or unlikely in reality. Is it clear?
Yes, sir. But what about the use of where with the singular subject?
When if is followed by be verb, we can use where instead of was with I and he, she, it. It means I wear, he wear, she wear, or it wear is also correct in conditional sentences. Now, can you tell the structure of second conditional?
The structure is if plus subject plus past simple in if clause and subject plus would plus base verb in main clause.
Yes, you are right. Moreover, could, might, or should can also be used in main clause. Did you understand?
Yes, sir.
Now let's discuss the third type of conditional. Can you give some examples?
If I had studied hard, I would have passed the exam.
Very good. Kavita, can you add one more?
If I had met her, I would have returned her money.
Excellent. If you had asked me, I might have answered your question. These are some examples of third conditional. Did you notice the difference between second and third conditional?
Yes, sir. They are structurally different.
Yes, they are different in structure as well as meaning. The third type of conditional is used to talk about the past. It is used to describe a situation that didn't happen and to imagine the result of this situation. For example, if she had studied, she would have passed the exam. But we know she didn't study and so she didn't pass. Is it clear?
Yes, sir.
And we make the third conditional by using the past perfect after if and then would have and the past participle in the second part of the sentence.
It means the structure of third conditional is if plus subject plus past perfect in if clause and subject plus would have plus past participle in main clause.
Yes, you are right. I hope now you understand the uses of all three types of conditionals.
Sir, what about zero conditional?
Oh yes, there are some sentences like if you heat ice, it melts. When the sun goes down, it gets dark. They are true statements. So when we talk about such things that are generally true, we use present simple in both clauses. They are called zero conditionals.
And the structure is if plus present simple in if clause and subject plus present simple in main clause. Is it correct, sir?
Yes, absolutely correct. Students, we discussed about conditional sentences with examples. Now it's time to do some exercises. For that, turn to page 75. Students, look at exercise A under grammar first. Pratik, please read the instruction.
Match the clauses in column A with their appropriate continuation in column B.
Yes, here you have to find the correct ending of the clauses in column A and match them. Remember, you should match the correct structure as well as the meaning. Now do this exercise.
Okay, sir.
Did you complete the exercise A?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Now you can read out the sentences one by one.
The first sentence is, if you go to Taplejung, you can see the Pathibara temple.
The second sentence is, you will get well soon if you follow the doctor's advice.
Well done. What about other sentences?
The third sentence is, the horse won't kick you unless you go behind it.
The fourth sentence is, if I were you, I would see a doctor.
The fifth sentence is, what happens if you heat water?
And the sixth sentence is, I would miss the bus if I did not reach the bus stop on time.
Great job, dear students. What about the next sentences?
The next sentence is, provided that they discuss properly, the problem might be solved.
And the last one is, as long as they communicate well, they won't have any misunderstanding.
Very good. Now look at exercise B. Here you have to complete the given sentences using the correct form of verbs in brackets. You have to study the structure of the given clause, if clause, main clause, carefully to complete another part of the sentence. Are you ready, students?
Yes, sir.
Good. Who can complete the first sentence?
I will try, sir. If it is cold, I will wear a coat.
Kavita, is it correct?
Yes, sir. Here, the if clause is in present simple, so we use will plus base verb in the main clause.
Well done, both of you. Kavita, can you complete the next sentence?
Yes, sir. This is also similar to the first sentence. If Purna helps me with the housework, his mother will have more time for him.
Very good. What about the third sentence?
The third sentence is related to the second conditional. If I were a bird, I would make a good observation of the land below.
Pratik, can you explain why there is would make in main clause?
Because here, if clause is in the past simple form.
Yes, you are right. What about the next sentence, Kavita?
Here, we have to complete the if part, so we should look at the structure of main part. It is also second conditional. So, the correct sentence is, if I went to Mustang, I would visit Muktinath.
The same rule applies to the next one as well. If I were a billionaire, I would buy a castle.
Excellent. Can you do other exercises in the same way?
Yes, sir.
Great. Complete all sentences and show them to me. Now let's move to the exercises of grammar 2. Turn your book on page 80. Did you find the page?
Yes, sir.
Great. Pratik, can you please read the instruction?
Complete the following sentences using the correct form of verbs in brackets.
This is a similar exercise to the previous one, but you will find all types of sentences here.
It means all three types of conditionals?
Yes, you are right. We have discussed all types of conditional sentences. So I hope you can do this exercise easily.
Let me try the first one. If Gaurav were the captain, the team would play better.
Very good, Pratik. Kavita, read out the second sentence.
It's quite confusing. Can you help me, Pratik?
Even I'm confused with this.
It's okay. Let me make you clear. In this sentence, the conditional clause, had I known you were in Nepal, is in past perfect form. So, what can be its main clause?
I will try. I would have called you had I known you were in Nepal. Is it correct, sir?
Absolutely correct. Kavita, did you understand?
Yes, sir. Now I can complete the next one. If he had not come to Nepal, he would not have seen Mount Everest.
The same rule applies to the next one, D. Had you arrived a bit earlier, you would have seen Manasi.
Well done, dear students. I hope now you can do the remaining exercises in the same way. Can you?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Please complete all the sentences. If you have any confusion, you can ask me.
Sure, sir.
Did you complete the exercise?
Yes, sir.
That's great. You can leave your exercise books on my table. I'll check and return them to you.
Okay, sir.
All right. Now look at exercise B on page 81. Here, you have to complete these sentences with appropriate clauses. You can add any suitable clauses here to complete the sentences. For example, if you don't leave soon, you will be late. What can be the other suitable clauses here?
If you don't leave soon, you will miss the bus.
Yes, in this way you can put any suitable clauses to complete the given sentences.
I will try the second one. If it rains in winter, it will be very cold.
Very good, Kavita. What about the next one?
You won't have to be afraid as long as you tell me the truth.
Yes, that's right. Kavita, can you add any other clause?
You won't get into trouble as long as you tell the truth.
Excellent. Another sentence is, the country cannot develop unless... blank space. What can be the correct ending?
The country cannot develop unless people are educated.
Good. Now the last question is, Pratik, can you complete it?
I will try. What will you do if they insult you?
It's awesome. You have completed all the sentences. Keep it up, dear students. I hope now you can use conditional sentences correctly. Please do all the exercises once again in your exercise book and bring them tomorrow. I will check them and provide you feedback.
Okay, sir.
Oh, I'm already late for another class. I have to leave now. We'll meet again next day with a new lesson. Till then, have a good time. Goodbye, students.
Thank you, sir.
हस्त श्रोताबृन्द आजको यस शैक्षिक कार्यक्रमबाट हामी सबैलाई बिदा दिनुहोस् नमस्ते